principle number 12 on page 31. Principle 12, the two ways. Divine plan ensures our spiritual development in two different ways, the way of Torah and the way of suffering. The way of Torah is the way of conscious spiritual development, the path of spiritual work. This involves learning from holy books and connecting to very spiritual people. The holy books were passed down to us from people who attach themselves to God, and learning from these books awakens our souls and enlightens us. Through spiritual learning and by being in the presence of people attached to God, we become aware of the beauty of what we are working towards and are inspired to realize our true purpose. We learn that we're ensured to attain our inner transformation through two different ways. We learned at the moment that it arouses in the divine will to bestow goodness to us, since our divine reality transcends all time and space. So we're already experiencing all of that goodness. But we learned that in order to experience the goodness in the ultimate way, there's a process of us learning to actually, from ourselves in a real way, learning how to experience all of that goodness in a way that is not self-serving, but in a way that's in a way of loving, in a way of giving. So there's a stage that we're experiencing right now where we're actually learning to truly love, which will allow us to experience all of that goodness in the ultimate way. So in some ways, it's already happening because our true reality is beyond time and space. But right now, we're in the stage of playing out that process of learning how to truly love. And our free will and decision-making is an integral part of this because we're learning how to really love from ourselves. So although the end is guaranteed, so much so that it's already happening, but how we get there, there's two general ways. Saying there's the way of spiritual learning and spiritual practice and spiritual development, which is calling the way of Torah. Or there's the way of suffering, which also can bring us to the same place. So here he just first mentioned the way of Torah, which is the way of conscious spiritual development, the path of spiritual work, learning from holy books, connecting to spiritual people, to awaken to what we're here to attain, to become interested in our spiritual journey and to work on our spiritual journey. That through learning and by being in the presence of people attached to God, we become aware of the beauty of what we're working towards and are inspired to realize our true purpose. So the way of Torah is the way of conscious spiritual development. We're working on ourselves spiritually. It goes on to say, when a person or society is not mature enough to be interested in holy books and spiritual teachers, suffering comes to show the worthlessness of materiality and the preciousness of spirituality. So if we're not working on ourselves spiritually, we learn that everything is divinely orchestrated to push us towards our spiritual development. So all the sufferings that we're experiencing are actually the universe pushing us towards progressing spiritually. It says, Rebbe Baruch Shalom Zatzal once explained this with a joke. There are two ways to catch a fish. You can take the fish from the water, or you can take the water from the fish. To overcome our selfishness, we need to pursue spirituality instead of material pleasures. If we don't strive for this, then the pleasure we get from material things is taken from us, and the emptiness we feel leads us to look deeper. But in the joke, the water is representing all of our material pleasures. But our idea is we want to be able to transcend those pleasures to higher pleasures. Material pleasures means pleasures in taking pleasure in serving ourselves. The higher spiritual pleasures that we're working to come to is pleasures in giving. So if we're just involved in the pleasures of receiving, right, all of the water in that metaphor, and we're not working to transcend that, to come to the higher pleasures of giving that we're here to get to. So he says it could also take the water from the fish. The pleasures that we're experiencing in our just wanting to get are taken from us in order to inspire us to work towards higher pleasures, the pleasures in giving. I learned that this is built into the system because our souls, our true selves, are spiritual beings that exist beyond time and space. So our souls are already experiencing, in ways that we're not yet conscious of, all of the divine goodness. So that doesn't allow us to be satisfied here with minuscule pleasures, which are all the pleasures that to us right now is everything. All the pleasures that we experience in receiving, even the greatest pleasures that we could imagine or have experienced, they're not completely satisfying. We have a moment of enjoyment or moments of enjoyment, and then we want more. So the system is built to lead us towards attaining the higher divine pleasures that we're here to come to, which are the pleasures in giving. So if we're working on ourselves spiritually, the way of Torah, the way of active, conscious, spiritual development to cultivate our pleasure in giving and develop that and to come to experience those higher pleasures, which involves spiritual work, learning to love. So that's one way of getting there, the ideal way. And if we're not, then our lack of being able to truly enjoy from our pleasures that we're trying to take in receiving is ultimately leaving us empty and pushing us forward towards focusing on the higher pleasures. Okay, so we'll end for now, and God willing, continue next time.